Everybody, Phil Vassar here. Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. This is going to be awesome. Big show today. Big show. My buddy Jeffrey Steele is going to be here today. One of the greatest singer-songwriters ever to come out of Nashville. He's had hits for guys like Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, me, so many others. I'm just telling you, you're going to love this. And also, Jesse James Decker is going to be here. Yeah, that's right. She is good. She's going to sing for us and just look all around hot. It's going to be great. Welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Here we go. Everybody, Phil Vassar here with my friend Jeffrey Steele. What's that your name?
I'll give you my card later.
Okay, good. And you've been here since, what'd you say, 94, something like
90,
that?
90, yeah.
Early 90s.
94. Started coming here in the 80s and moved here in 94.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the old days. That's when everybody was, y'all were out there, I think.
We were out in L.A. I was in a band called Boy Howdy.
Yeah.
We came back here. I was on a songwriting trip. I didn't even know what that was. Like, you know, I grew up in L.A., and they're like, we're going to put you in a room with some songwriters. I'm like, okay. And so just bring your ideas. I'm like, okay. You know, I'd never really done that before. And on the last day, I was with Vince Malamud and Chris.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I was listening to this talk show, and somebody had said she'd give anything to fall in love, and I wrote that down. And I said, well, I have this line. I don't know what it is. And I blurted it out in the room. I didn't know what the co-writing thing even was.
Right.
You know, the deal.
It's a whole different thing, man.
And Vince loved it, and we started doing a little riff, and the next thing we know, I wrote this massive hit song for the band, which brought me to Nashville.
Right.
You know, and ended up being a pop cut for somebody else, and so that was like my introduction into Nashville. I was like, well, I think I'm gonna hang around here for a while. See what happens.
And he never left. Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I just remember that was such a cool, and seeing you play, you know, when you're lefty. I was like, yeah, the lefty, right?
I got that dilemma going.
Yeah, no, I'm left-handed too. You know, it's so weird. We're too much alike. I know. But I think it's odd because you know that the whole, you know, when I came to town too, it's like you know. I didn't even know what co-writing was. I didn't know you sat in a room with somebody.
Yeah,
you know, and did
yeah.
it. I didn't have any idea, you know. So it's kind of a,
and it's a trippy experience because it's like blind dating.
Yeah,
right. I mean, you gotta give everything. It's like a one night stand.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
honestly,
is. It
you, you know, you know, you're giving it up.
Right.
And then you're leaving the person. You know.
Wow.
And
never heard it put that way, but it's kind of making me tingling.
The band, as bands do, we lost our record deal.
Right.
And so I moved to Nashville and with all this, you know, had a big hit song with this band. And then when I got to Nashville, the band got dropped from the label and the band broke up. So I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I said, well, I could go out and try to find a road gig as a musician. And
right.
I got offered the gig with Lone Star when John Rich left the band.
Oh, really?
Because John was playing bass.
Yeah.
And I'm a bass player. And
right.
And it was really good money. And I was like, man, I should do, you know, I got four kids.
Right.
I need this money. And then I made up my mind that, you know, I came here to write.
Right.
I need to stay here and write. So that I got kind of forced into the writing situation. Like
yeah.
I had to make it work.
What can we do of his 300,000 songs? So I'm going to guess, let's just pick a song and you play it and I'm going to just jump in with you. And
well, you said earlier you like These Days by Rascal Flatts.
I love it. It's one of my faves.
A cool song for me because at the time I'd had a few hits and I'd met this guy from London and he was a track guy. And then, you know, now, of course, everybody's a track guy.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was the late 90s, and nobody was really doing that sort of a thing. And my publisher was saying, we got this track guy. And I go, what's a track guy? Because he makes these tracks, and I need you to write lyrics to it. I go, I don't do that. It seemed cheap to me.
Yeah, very yeah, Bernie Taupin. I don't know.
Very, yeah. It just seemed cheap. I don't know why. But he forced me into taking it home and listening to it.
Right.
And I put it on, and I go, this is what I heard. And just started making stuff up about growing up, you know.
There you go.
Hey, baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, I love it. I really do.
Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving through town, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Well, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes that you would be back again. I wake up in teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days, all day. Oh, yeah. Someone told me after college that you ran off to Vegas, married a rodeo cowboy. Why, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too, baby. But hey, girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. Until then, I wake up in teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing these days. Oh, yeah. I wake up in teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, that is a lot of words. It's like Mozart, he said, too many notes, right? Too many words. Just take some words out. Oh, that is unbelievable.
Craig and I, this is one of the first songs we ever wrote together.
Is it really?
And like in 1995.
Really?
And we turned it in, and we thought, man, this is a pretty cool song. And right. it got taken by, I think, what was the kid's name? Paul Brandt?
Oh, yeah.
And he cut it, right. And they got it right to him. I was like, no, we need to go pitch that to somebody, you know, like right, to somebody, right. Some big act, you know. Yeah. And then Paul lost his record deal. That same story.
Yeah.
And the song went away like it within 2-3 weeks.
Right.
And so it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there, and 13 years went by, and you know, you heard it.
Yeah, I remember hearing it because, of course, you know, I've heard we. You know, Writer's Nights, and I mean, been around, and the song had been kind of floating around for years, you know?
Yeah, laying there, and just kind of, you know, as a writer, you're just going, yeah. Oh, well, okay, well, it didn't get cut, just write another one.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, and you found it, and I'm just so grateful.
Well,
for that.
I remember, though, because it was the last, because we were cutting this, we were in the studio just cutting, and you know, we cut everything, and we had, like, a little time left. I said,
yeah.
Dude, let's try it. I love this song, right?
So I remember you bringing it up.
Yeah, I said, man, I love this song. You know, it's Jeff and Craig, and so we cut it, and it was a big hit. So I mean,
and that's a story I tell the songwriters too. Like, let me tell you a story about getting a song cut. This one took 13 years,
exactly.
And I talk about you, and
yeah.
I I said, if you're a songwriter, you just got to keep writing songs.
Yeah, that's right.
And
they find a home.
Somehow it lines. Somehow that magic lines up somewhere. So anyway,
really dope.
Come on, man. That's the one I was talking about.
I told you, man.
It looks like everybody's here. They had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an airplane. It's her sister's girl. She said she wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them kids jumping in the pew. Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man. Remarks Widow Callahan. And Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake, they hadn't spoken since 98, just said hello. They picked a good day to let it go.
So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love
is a beautiful thing.
Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells ring. Tie the cans to the back of that limousine. Love
is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Come on, man. Uh-huh.
The daddy's waiting with the bride. As she helps him with his tie, she sees a tear. He says, man, it's hot in here. Hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. Everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle. And her mama's gone. Daddy breaks on down. Granny and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows. Yeah, I guess it's working out. So let the angels gather, let the music play. Let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes.
Preaching all the do you takes. A beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Jeffrey Steele on Songs from the Cellar, y'all. What do you think about that guy?
Thank you so much,
the
man.
Best, period. So what's up, Jesse? Thanks for being here today. Thanks for coming. I know you just got off the road. You just got off a plane and came in here to sing with us in the cellar. I really appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, really good. It's great to be here. You're starting early over here.
I am. Yeah, we do. You know, we've got a little, we got a little halter ranch here today or something, whatever it is. We've got something going. We always got a wine and, music. And, we've just been having fun. Thanks for doing this. And so this girl's got to come to my cellar. you got to come to the Cellar and sing a song or two. So what's been going on? You got a new single? And
I do. I have a brand new single out. We just it just went for ads a few days ago. So that was good. It was when the top 10 was added.
Great.
For that week. So that was exciting. And just been trying to promote it, doing a radio tour. And finishing.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. Finishing the record and just been a little nuts. I'm a mom. I've got two kids.
I know. I mean, how are you doing it? How are you guys balancing that? Because your kids are small, right? You got a boy and a girl, right?
Boy and a little. Girl, one and two, and cool. I'm ready to lose my mind, but it's awesome. They just have such big personalities, so that's why it's been a little crazy.
Yeah, where would they get that from?
I know. I have no idea.
I don't have any idea. That's awesome.
Well, there's amazing. No break when you're a mom, so no. You can't just turn it off and on like that. I mean, yeah. You're mom the whole time, and that's kind of how it is with my daughter. There's a moment, you know, in my career where I was like, this is just, I am mommy first and foremost. This is my second time playing the Opry. It was actually at the Ryman, so it was cool. And it is time for me to run out and sing my song.
Right.
And my daughter's on my hip, and they are calling my name, and she will not get off my hip. She is digging her hands into me, and she's like, no, mommy, no. Wouldn't let go of me, so you know what I did? I walked out with her, and I sang the whole song with her on my hip.
That's awesome, really.
I think that was the first time, they said that was the first time that's ever happened. So I'm singing with a mic, 6-inch heels, and my daughter on my hip. And I'm like, what is, I'm crazy.
But that's pretty awesome. See, that's a good idea. See, I might have to try that. But my kids are big now, so it probably wouldn't work so good.
But it was fun. And that is that moment where you're like, okay, like this is, I am just as much mom as I am artist, if not more mom. And you got to roll with it.
Yeah, well, you should have brought the kids. I think that would have been fun.
No, they would have been crying for the chocolate. That's okay.
We could have
juice,
given them the chocolate.
The whole thing.
I got a lot of stuff going on over here, man. It's a lot of fun. I mean, this is for the adults, and then upstairs, the rest of it's for the kids, right? Absolutely. So you've been writing everything for the record, or
I've written pretty much everything on the album.
Wow.
So, yeah, I love writing just as much as I do performing and singing it. I really do. It's just I get so hyped up when it's time, and you just putting a song together. It's just there's nothing like it.
Yeah, the cool thing about being a writer is. A successful writer doesn't have to go tour and do radio tours and everything else. They just give the song away. But, you know, when you're an artist and you write your own songs and you know, you perform them too, there's just something really gratifying about doing your own music. Let's do the new single.
Okay,
you
let's
do it?
It.
All right, Alex, you ready this time?
Yeah.
All right, Alex is ready.
This is Lights Down Low.
Place to go, turn on the sound.
Cause this is our night, gonna turn all the lights down low. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nice, y'all.
Thanks.
So did you write that song too?
I did. I was inspired by this sexy man. And
really?
This,
who?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you know, did you notice that all the girls came downstairs as soon as your husband came in here? Yeah, did you notice that? It's like, yeah, y'all are just like the prettiest couple
ever.
Oh,
my gosh.
This is ridiculous. Appreciate Jesse James Decker, Songs from the Cellar. There you go.